boys can come and go, leave you feeling low. Instead of a coming in, you're coming in, coming with me, girl. But there you are.
This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's whore with a W. Brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios.
Let me follow your lonesome half bottle of wine. Oh, you hide me away in a drawing that's fine. I'm on the show.
Hello, Brunch Club, and welcome to another episode of Sex and Waffles. I'm your girl, Joy Nystrom, and I'm coming to you live from my air mattress. Oh my god. If you'd like to buy your own air mattress, you can purchase one anywhere, any place, anytime. They don't sponsor me, and this is not an ad for air mattresses. Nor would I recommend sleeping on one or fucking on one. I really cannot wait to have a real mattress. Also, I should record from my bed more often. I feel like it's a very homey spot for us all. You know, I've had a lot of adventures there, and other people have had a lot of adventures there. So I am still sleeping on an air mattress, and I still have Invisalign. What up, world? Fucking crushing it. Don't you worry. So I was in Hawaii this past week, and I was going to record for you guys in Hawaii. One, I forgot my microphone because I was worried it wouldn't make it through TSA. Because, you know, my dildos have not made it through TSA. And I also was just kind of enjoying life. And yeah, but there was like a lot of nature around, so it kind of maybe would have been like a cool background. But I decided, you know, here we are. Recording back in the home studio, just as airy as we ever have been. My next book might be Sex and Waffles on an Air Mattress, because I don't think my mattress is ever coming, and I should have just gone with the mattress that had two-day shipping. If you're buying a mattress, go to a store. Don't order it online, because you're too lazy to have someone help you take it up your stairs. Yeah, I try not to ask the people I fuck to help me, like, move furniture, especially mattresses, because a guy I dated asked me to help him move a mattress once, and I knew it wasn't gonna last from, like, the beginning, but, like, after he asked me to move the mattress, I was like, oh, absolutely not. This is going nowhere. We have nothing in common. I hate moving mattresses, and you want to move them and have me help you. Which, I also, like, I hate moving mattresses because I'm 5'2". I'm strong as fuck. I'm built. Like, I can pick up a fucking mattress, okay? That's not the problem. The problem is, I am 5'2". I have no leverage. I have no grip. They are the size of me. I cannot carry them, and I refuse to carry them. You know, I'm either gonna shove this mattress back in the box if I move, or, like, hire movers. But, like, just to move the mattress so I get, like, a cheaper rate. Or I'm gonna be, like, fuck a mover on the mattress and then hope that he takes my gift to him, sex, and he gives me a gift, okay? So I want to have, like, bartering sex work, okay? You don't have to pay me. You can pay me if you want to, but, like, I want you to move my mattress if I fuck you. This is for future Joy. This isn't happening currently in my life. Obviously, I just moved. I'm just saying, I just feel like that's a good ploy, you know? Like, fuck a mover and then be like, hey, help me move this mattress because, like, I moved your dick. Yeah, you feel me? You feel me? So after being in Hawaii, I have a lot of things to discuss with you guys. A lot. I have so many things to discuss. And I'm upset. I am upset that people are fucking on beaches. Not because I want to, but because how? How are you fucking on a beach? Because I love the beach. I love going to the beach. I love sitting at the beach. I love being at the beach. But I hate sand. I have not found a good method to get rid of it besides vacuuming it out of my bags. I have not found a good method for getting it out of my hair. I have not found a good method for sand. So I'm at the beach and like I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying my life. It is Hawaii. How can you not just like live your life? Okay. I go to the beach, obviously, because you're on a fucking island. If you don't go to the beach while you're in Hawaii, that is just tragic. I'm sitting on the beach. I'm loving my life. Whatever. We leave, I go home, I do like the whole outdoor shower thing, my favorite thing in the world, and then I come to the conclusion later that there is still sand in my pussy. I didn't even like sit in the sand. Like I sat on a towel, I sat kind of in the water, but I'm more like squatted because I didn't want the sand in my pussy, but there was still sand in my pussy. And I was like, how the fuck did it, like, where the fuck did it come from? One. Two, how do I get it out? And like, okay, it wasn't like shoved up in there, but I was like, it was like in there. Like if someone had sex with me, they would have had sand, just sandpaper on their dick, and it just wouldn't have felt great. It would have felt like that time I gave a guy a blowjob and it felt like he had like a Christmas tree dick. Not because it was short and pointy, but because it stabbed me. And it stabbed my lips. And that was the worst blowjob I've ever given. I mean, he enjoyed it, but I didn't, and I'm more important. So if I didn't enjoy it, you need to fix your dick, okay? Your fucking Christmas tree dick. But that's how it felt. It would have felt if someone had fucked me in that moment. And people are out here just fucking on beaches. Like, I know so many people who have fucked at the beach, and they're like, yeah, I love beach fucking. Like, it's so fun, it's so hot, it's so sensual, like, the water and the sand and the sun and sunscreen, just, you know, sweat, and, like, I'm hot man on top of me. Literally, no, I would never fuck on the beach, ever. And we all know, I love fucking in public. I'm not fucking in the salt water. I don't want salt in my kahuna. And I'm not fucking on the beach. Because I don't want sand in my pussy, okay? And I don't understand how people have done this. So you know what? If you've fucked on a beach, I want to interview you and talk to you. Like, how did you get the sand out of your pussy? And like, was there sand? And obviously people are going to be like, oh, put a towel down. Blah, blah, blah. What are you, an animal? Okay. Obviously, I am extremely prepared for life, and I carry blankets all the time. Okay, I don't. I'm always unprepared. Why would I have a towel with me on the beach? Okay? I'd be the person that would fuck on the beach. I wouldn't have a towel, but I'd be like, fuck me now, bitch. And they'd be like, god damn, this girl is so horny all the time. I don't know what to do with her, but fuck her. Yeah, that's the right answer. Fuck me, okay? Clearly I'm really horny right now, but you know, I probably wouldn't have a towel. I would not have a towel. I'd fuck there. And even if you have a towel, there is no guarantee that sand isn't going in there. Also, like, what if a little sand crab just like walks up and like just pinches your fucking dick or labia? I can't handle that. I can't handle bad sex, and I can't handle a sand crab cock blocking me. I can't handle sand granules cock blocking me, because you know what? I would get pissed. I would get so mad. They would like fucking try and throw sand at me. I was like, you know, I don't know what people I've been fucking. If anyone ever threw sand at me, I would be very angry. Very, very angry. Angrier than if they got like sand in my pussy. There's no guarantee though. The sand gives no fucks. Have you seen sand? You could be the cleanest person in the world. Sand will follow you forever and ever. It is like glitter. It is everything in your life. It will follow you, and it will not go away, and you'll be fucking stuck with it, okay? Like a bad STD that you haven't gotten treated, because if you don't treat your STDs, you know what happens to them. They stick around, just like your reputation, Brad. The other thing I want to talk about is, so while I was in Hawaii, we went to a luau, and the men, I think, twerked better than the ladies. Okay, hear me out. They both twerked very well. It wasn't really twerking, okay? It was traditional Hawaiian, Polynesian dancing. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. I absolutely loved it. I adore the Hawaiian culture. But okay, the way they shook their hips and their booty, I would call it a slight form of twerk to twerking, okay? And the men, like, seriously, like, the way they just, like, moved their hips was, like, so mesmerizing. And I really, I couldn't help but think, be like, those guys fuck. Like, they fuck. I think dancing absolutely 100% correlates to how you fuck. It's probably why I'm so hard on white men, because they're not the best at dancing, yet they are not also the best at fucking. And, you know, those guys on the stage, they were just fucking, the way they move their hips, I was very flabbergasted. I also had a lot of Mai Tais, and, you know, if it had been up to me, I probably would have talked to them, but for the respect of them, I did not. I did no such thing, which I know you're disappointed in, but I was, like, with my mom, okay? I can't go hit on men with my mom present. It's weird. And, like, she'd be concerned. She'd be like, Joy, you need to pay them and leave them alone. They probably don't like you. You're probably annoying. So anyways, there was also a guy, besides them shaking their hips, which I think directly correlates to how you fuck, because first of all, have you ever danced with someone in a club? Yes. If you haven't, well, let me enlighten you. Most people are really bad, but every once in a while, you'll get someone who's a very good dancer. And I will say, through and through, the people who have been the best dancers and the best kissers have been the best fuckers. Shockingly, the people who have been the best dancers were also the best kissers and the best sexers. So, my theory makes sense. Because if you can't move on the dance floor, what makes me think you can move your dick inside me? Okay? I'm looking for someone to bring me to an orgasm with their mouth, or, like, their dick inside me with me helping them along. Yeah, you're just not going to get there. You're some, like, awkward white man who can't move his hips or his lips. Hips and lips, they don't lie. And neither do I, because those boys know how to fuck. There was one guy, though, he also, like, twirled fire, and so it is, it's actually, like, a traditional, like, thing they would do before, like, going into war to, like, psych them up for, like, battles and stuff. And this one guy had, like, double batons of, not even batons, like, batons have a lot of space. There was, like, no space on this little bar, and just, like, torches. It was, like, two torches, double ablazed, each end in fire, and he's just, like, twirling them all around his body. And the hostess was like, after this, he will be the hottest man on the island, literally. And I was like, damn, like, yeah, this boy fucks, but also, like, what a pickup line. You don't have to say anything. You just twirl fire, and then, like, yeah, bitches come running. That's how you do it. And boys, if you want to pick up the ladies, take my advice. Shake your hips and twirl fire. The way I say it doesn't even, what's the word? It doesn't even account for what occurred that night. Fucking fireworks flying around this man. He literally lit a torch off his chest. I don't know how. Don't ask me. But it was magical, and I was mesmerized. And I was just like, Sam, I'll be your firefighter, sir. You can put me out any day. Any day of the week. I was also at work today, and, you know, I was buttering the rinds of this cheese. And I thought to myself, like, oh, wow, what a good pickup line that would be. Like, let me butter your rind. Of course, like, I would say to someone, like, they would never get what I was saying. So I'd have to say it to someone who, like, makes cheese. And, like, that'd be awkward because those are my coworkers. Also, I hope no one I work with ever listens to this podcast. But, yeah, I was thinking, like, buttering the rind of the cheese. And it just, like, smelled so good. And I was just thinking about how much I, like, love butter. And I thought to myself, while amidst buttering the rind of cheese, like, I'm not into food play. If you really want to hear me talk about that and be, like, super passionate about the fact that I fucking hate food play, listen to Food Play is Foul Play. It's a good episode. I talk about putting honey on a dick. But I think I could be into food play. Like, I think if someone buttered their dick and like told me to lick it off, I would do it. Like, I love butter so much. I'm like, I don't like if someone like put like a stick of butter next to their dick, like, you know how guys sometimes send like dick pic comparison pictures, like if someone put a stick of butter next to their dick, I could be down with that. Like, I would be really turned on by that. So now my new thing is like buttering a dick. Like, I've drank champagne off a dick, and that's one of my favorite things. I kind of want to try this like buttering a dick though. And I don't know, like, it might work out well, like, it might not. I don't know if anyone would actually be into like putting butter on their dick, but hey, it's a softener. Like, that's like lotion, okay? You could fucking masturbate with that, and I wouldn't even be insulted. Like, stick your dick in a Lando Lakes box. Let me unwrap you. I mean, like, let me unwrap you. You make me melt. Just forget fucking chocolate. Women want butter. We want butter, and we want butter with everything. I don't want like buttered popcorn. I want like buttered, smothered, covered dick sauce in my face. Like, that's what I want. Like, you know when you go to like a Waffle House and it's just like smothered, covered. Also, if you've never been to Waffle House, I hate you. I don't, because there are people who listen all over the world to this podcast, and I love you so much. And I just want to mail you all like Waffle House hash browns to show you what it's like. Okay, if I go to Waffle House soon, my promise to you is that I will make a vlog of the experience, so that for those of you who've never had Waffle House or don't know what it is, or, you know, like, it's been a long time since you've had Waffle House, I will introduce you to Waffle House, okay? Like, I will let you know what it's like. I'll give you the full experience. It'll be beautiful. We'll have a date together, okay, at Waffle House, Sex and Waffles. Meet me there, probably for my birthday. Don't worry about it. But yeah, like, I want your dick like smothered and covered in me. But also, like, if you presented your dick in like hash browns, I could be down for that too. I'm starting to think like maybe I'm into food play, just not the ways that I've gone about it with like whipped cream and like honey. But if we're talking like waffles, butter, hash browns, if we're talking sex and waffles, your girl could get down. Your girl could get down. Like, I'd like to butter your dick and maybe put a little syrup on it. Is that too much? I don't think so. Nothing's too much for me. I think it'd be really good, okay? So I'm gonna test that out, and I'll tell you guys how it is. I'll tell you how buttering a dick is, and that's what I'm gonna call it. To butter a dick. Butter is better. And that's why I can't date vegan men. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. That's all I have for you guys this week. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Sex and Waffles. You can find me on Instagram at The Joy of Waffles and Mas Hosanna Joy. That's M-A-S Hosanna Joy. And The Joy of Waffles. Get it right. Get it tight. You can still buy my book on Instagram. On Amazon. I don't even know where my book is sold. And I'll have a special thing for merch coming out this week. Stay tuned, my friends. All right. Butter a dick and stay hard. No one pleases you like I do.